You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
Join us for our weekly broadcast, His Abounding Grace, with Minister Vanessa Williams. That's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. On Wednesday afternoons at 1 p.m., join Reverend Gwendolyn Dixon for the Midday Glory Prayer Line. The dial-in number is 641-715-3580. The access code is 732-499. And Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you. That's with Pastor Paul Morgan of Chosen Generation Ministries in Richmond, Virginia. On Thursdays, live at 12 noon, join Reverend Pat Randall for Declaring the Finished Work for an hour of worship, exhortation, and prayer. Reverend Ray and friends are here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. with the Joy of the Lord on Friday Night Joy. Sundays at 7 p.m., join Reverend Ray for Bread of Life for a Word in Season. And don't forget our monthly broadcast. First Mondays of every month at 7 p.m., be blessed with the teaching ministry of Apostle Shirley Jones on Lifeline. On third Mondays at 7 p.m., join Evangelist Lewis McElwain for Adoration, a broadcast of worship and ministries on the mission field. Second Saturdays of the month, join Reverend Curtis, Reverend Novena, and Minister Jordana for Bold and Beautiful, a youth and young adult broadcast setting the world on fire with the love of Jesus. And on fourth Saturdays, Alabaster Box at 7 p.m. with Prophetess Carla Johnson, where she shares a broad range of topics to help believers persevere and overcome. All broadcast times are Eastern Standard Time.
Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Challenge to Change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth in relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to Change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
So, Father, I come before your throne, washed in the blood of Jesus. I thank you for giving me the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might. Make me a quick understanding so I do not judge by what I see with my eyes or hear with my ears, but by what your Holy Spirit reveals to me. We thank you, Jesus, for your presence, and I ask you to be Lord over this ministry and all that is done here. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to anoint this time of prayer and ministry. We claim the blood of Jesus over this session for our protection. We proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord here and that this is holy ground. We take authority in the name of Jesus and the power of his blood and word and command all evil spirits to leave this property now. We claim this room sealed in the name and authority of Jesus. We bind and forbid any evil spirits on the outside from having any knowledge or influence in this room. We thank you that the battle is the Lord's, but the victory is ours. We thank you that you have the right to adjust, shift, change, move, do whatever is necessary to bring forth your glory, your power, your might, your dominion, your rest, your peace, your increase, your victory in every area of our lives. And we call it manifested right now in Jesus' name. And all in agreement say, amen. So we're talking about decision making. How many of you guys made decisions since we've been talking about this? I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. Okay. All right. 24. All right. So let's go ahead to decision making, Shia. So we've been talking about should I? And let's read this together. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. So wisdom has promised to do all these things. She's going to watch over you. What else is she going to do? Going to protect you. Let's keep reading. The beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom. Though it costs all you have, get understanding. So remember we said that knowledge is the accumulation of facts, and wisdom is how to use those facts. Because how many of us know real smart people? And then they have some challenge with what you all call common sense stuff. Okay, not looking at anybody, not pointing at anybody. Let's read. Cherish her and she will exalt you. Embrace her and she will honor you. So we were talking about decision steps. And then we got a few guests, so I got a few of these left over. Decision. So raise your hand, guests, so that way we can give you a sheet. So we pass these out, a decision that needs to be made, an action that is required, a biblical principle used. So what principle did you use to make that decision? And then the action that you're going to take. Okay? Everybody remember that? Okay. We got a few extra sheets. Anybody need it? All right. We got enough for three, Wayne? Okay. All right, I'm going to keep going. So we already have looked at, is there a biblical principle here? So is there a biblical principle for a married man to sleep with another person? So we can't find a biblical principle for that, right? Okay. Can we find a biblical principle that it's okay to steal? Okay. Do I have all the facts before I make a decision? Do we have all the facts that we need to make that decision? Okay. Because we looked at scripture where it says that unless you know the facts, it's unwise to make a decision. Okay? Who was that chuckling? Okay, Nicole was chuckling. She just gave testimony about that, right, Nicole? And we're on this one, number three. Does this bring me closer to God? So this decision that I'm about to make, does it bring me closer to God or further from God? And so we looked at 2 Timothy chapter 4, and I'm just go through it quickly. For the time will come when people will not tolerate sound doctrine and accurate instructions that challenge them with God's truth. So we talked about how if we want to make a decision in error, we're going to find people that will line up with our decision, right? Yeah? We ever done that before? Raise your hand. Have you done that? Okay, all right. But wanting to hear their ears tickle with something pleasing, they will accumulate for themselves many teachers, one after another, chosen to satisfy their own desires and to support the errors they hold. So I got to find somebody that's willing to agree with me as I sin or make this decision, okay? And will turn their ears away from the truth and will wander off into myths and man-made fictions and will accept the unacceptable. I'm counseling my grandson by Skype, and we talk once a week, And how old is Eli? 12. So he's 12 years old, and I can always tell when he got some tickling ears because he won't make that phone call. He'll disappear. And I say, Eli, where you at, man? So he'll get some tickling ears and talk to some couple of his buddies to determine, well, you know, you don't need to talk to Poppy this week. You're doing all right. Now you need to check in. All right? So questions to ask. We said, have I criticized or devalued others I respect to accomplish this? So you move over to that shifting where I'm not going to respect them this week because I need to make that decision. Is this my flesh or my spirit? So everybody know what your flesh is? The word says, the Bible says, that in my flesh dwell no good thing. Because what my flesh want to do? What do you say, Kim? Kim say everything. Your flesh want to do everything. It wants to do what it wants to do for who? Itself. So you can write this down. Let me say it first. The flesh got a lot of lust operating in it. How many of y'all know lust don't just have to be sexual? So write this down. Flesh desires to have at the expense of others. Flesh desires to have at the expense of others. Love desires to have, to give at the expense of self. Lust desires to have at the expense of others. Love desires to give at the expense of self. So the flesh does not operate in giving. The flesh operates in taking. What's some things the flesh want to take? Want to take your job? Because, you know, God got enough jobs that he can give you one, but I want your job. What else will the flesh take? Huh? Your money? Flesh want to take your money? Take your time? Okay. What else? Your patience? Okay. Your mind? Ooh, flesh want to take your mind? Okay. Want to take your relationship? Take your joy? Okay. Your peace? Flesh want to take a whole lot of stuff. But what does the spirit want to give? He wants to give you patience. Well, what are the fruit of the spirit? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. So the spirit wants to give you all those things so that you can operate in. But we don't even want to look at what the flesh wants to do in scripture. You can write this down. The flesh is never satisfied. So who the potato chip people that bet you can't eat one? Lays. Lays knew that the flesh wasn't satisfied with just one. That's why they came up with that commercial. They said, hey, I bet you can't eat just one. How many of y'all ate one potato chip before? Come on there. See, Kim, you raise your hand. You have all the facts. You have all the facts. Kim, raise your hand. She raise her hand. She have all the facts. All right, get all the facts. Now, let me re-ask the question. How many of you all have eaten just one chip? See, nobody raised their hand. Nobody raised. You ain't one, Carter. Oh, okay. Amen, amen. I appreciate your honesty. Whew. Just one bag. All right. So eating just one bag of chips a week, a month, where will you be in 1 month? 1 year? 5 years. So these are the questions that we're asking under that guideline. And then what red flags am I ignoring? How many of us know we can ignore some red flags? Okay. All right. So we were looking at a real-time example of those questions. And it was decision that needs to be made. Stop blaming others for my life or circumstances, a pity party. So that's the decision we got to make. Okay. Anybody ever been in a pity party before? Okay. Anybody still in the pity party? I see one. I appreciate your honesty. I see two. Come on, y'all know it's more than that. Three, four, five, six. What about this side? Seven, eight, nine. Oh, y'all in the spirit over here. Look at you. She's grinning too. She's like, that was the right answer. Well, we're going to take y'all out of the flesh and put you into the spirit, okay? All right. Good, good. Is it okay to have fun at church? Okay, all right. So now the action required is to decide when and if you want to be free. Have you all ever talked to somebody that didn't want to be free? Amen. And you're just talking to who? The wall. Because they don't want to be free. And see, if you're codependent, what we're talking about, the hook relationship, you're going to keep on talking. They're not listening to you. And you know they're not listening to you. All right? So then we said, let's look at some biblical principles. Have I criticized or devalued others I respect? Is this my flesh or my spirit? What fruit will I have in a month, a year, 5 years? And what red flag am I overlooking? So these are the biblical principles you could use in that, okay? And I'm just moving quickly on this one. The action that needs to be taken, you need to believe and act. Say believe and act. You can believe, but if you don't act on what you believe, then will you stay in the same place? So Nicole mentioned and Nancy mentioned that if they didn't sow anything, okay, Lord, who doesn't have an account at BB&T? Does not have an account at BB&T. Does not. So why would y'all be expecting money from BB&T? That's how that works. So I'm not sowing no seed. I'm not tithing. I'm not doing anything, but I'm expecting God to bless me in my finances. So, Lord, why haven't you blessed me? Well, Lord, don't work. It's not worth serving him. But have you sown anything? So you're expecting money from a source that you haven't sown in. I'm going to go ahead and turn around to the PowerPoint again right here. Okay. All right? So let's look at action that needs to be taken. Check this out. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. But do not be anxious or worried about anything. Wait a minute. He don't know what we're talking about when he say anything. What's some things we can worry about? The future, okay? Shout it out. What? The job? Our marriage? Retirement? Bills? I knew the mic people, y'all couldn't get on this one. Okay, your health? Kids? Who said that? Kids, okay, all right. What else? Who? Family? Parents? But did he include... Is that in there? Is family, job, parents, kids in there? Do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, in every circumstance and situation, by prayer. So I can believe that I'm supposed to do that, but if I don't pray, am I activating it? With thanksgiving. So I'm supposed to thank him. What am I thanking him for? The kid is still acting strange. The bills are still needing to be met. What am I thanking him for? He's already done it. I just got to come up to his level because he's already done it. By prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific. What kind of prayer? You all ever encounter somebody that they said, just pray for me? And you ask me, you say, well, we need prayer for? Oh, just pray for me. Well, I know what I think you might need. One is to tell me what you need prayer for. I mean, think about how Jesus ministered. You know, some man coming up to him, he's blind, can't see a lick. And all of a sudden, Jesus said, well, what would you have me do for you? Couldn't he see the man was blind? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe the man wanted something else. So ask people. How many of you all encounter people that get offended because you say, well, what is it that you want me to pray for? Yeah, the two over on this side, the spiritual side over here is still going on. It's just a joke. We all spiritual. Some of y'all are looking over there rolling the eyes. I got to lead you in the forgiveness prayer. See how that work, man? I be teaching on something. You got to make a decision to forgive this side. All right? Okay. It's just a joke. Okay. All right? Next week, there will be the flesh side. Okay? That'll work? Everybody be comfortable with that? But some of the things that I've encountered, and Curly has encountered, is that people think that this stuff, this spiritual realm works because we pastors. And she's a pastor wife. No, it works because we do what we're sharing. It works because we believe God's word is true. So this is how this pastor has to deal with, be not anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your requests, your specific requests known to God. Y'all ready for the next slide? So this is the first thing that I see in the morning. the last thing that I see at night, and whenever I've wakened in the morning during the middle of the night with a concern, I'm laying in my bed and I'm looking up at the ceiling. And what does that say? So I'm going to pray this out loud so that the internet can hear it. So unless the Lord builds CGM, my work is wasted. Unless the Lord protects CGM, guarding it with my effort will do no good. It is useless for me to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working to build the ministry. For God gives rest and blessings to his beloved, even in my sleep. That's Psalms chapter 129 in the New Living Translation. And so the reason why that looks funny is because I took the picture while I was laying down, and that's why it looks all crooked and stuff like that. But nobody knows other than my wife how many times a night I wake up and I have to use my cell phone and shine it up on the ceiling so that I can see that. So when y'all see y'all pastor operating in peace, that's because I've been quoting that. That's because I've been walking in that. Because see, this is what the promise is. The promise is, if I start working hard at this, then he's going to give me rest. But my blessings is attached to me not working hard in this area, me trusting him. So the more I rest, the more blessing that he manifested while I sleep. So the ministry is growing while I sleep. The ministry is being increased while I sleep. So those bills, those concerns about your children you're having, while you're resting, he's blessing it. He's fixing it. The finances you're concerned about, while you're resting, he's increasing it. So he's working behind the scenes, but as long as we work, what did I say earlier, Nicole? If I do it, he doesn't have to do it. So I put that up on my ceiling because of the concerns I hear from ministry. But I recognize, wait a minute. Worry is not of God. Anxiety is not of God. So I got to make a decision. So what would be decision number one? I mean, based off what I'm sharing with you here, if we went back through what we said here on the sheet, the decision that needs to be made is I need to stop operating in anxiety, worry, concern. So the action that's required, I need more rest. So now, if I get up early and start working on something in ministry, I say, wait a minute, I'm up too early. It's useless for me to work so hard from early morning until late at night. So I say, okay, I'm going to rest in this. Now I'm going to do my due diligence. You understand that, right? So the action required is I need to find the next one, biblical principle used. So I found this scripture. I went through. And I looked up all scriptures on anxiety. I looked up all scriptures on worry. Looked up all scriptures about that. And see, you don't have to have 1,200 scriptures to walk in freedom. You just got to have one that you believe. So this is the one I believe. And when I find a scripture that I believe, I personalize it. Y'all see how they put CGM in there? I personalize it because that's where my concern was. You know, it's a concern when you're in a prayer circle and you don't have enough people to work in a specific area. Or people don't show up. It's a concern when you look at this person to the right and they showed up to do their job, but then the other person that showed up didn't do their job. You follow me? These things are concerning. How many of you guys are in management, in business? Y'all concerned with the numbers? You see the numbers. But it's not going to be because you worked harder. It's because you rest more. So in order to find myself, I had to take that scripture and put it up on the ceiling. Because I know I'm going to wake up in Jesus' name, right? And when I wake up, how fast will the thoughts come when you wake up? Close your eyes for a second. Now open them. That's how fast the thought comes. That's how fast the thought comes. And some of us in so much worry that the thought comes before we even open our eyes. But I love it because the moment I open my eyes, that's the first thing I see. And I don't say it in my head. I say it out of my mouth. Because who needs to hear it? You do. God already heard it. But you need to hear what you're saying. And that's it. That's all I got for you today. Amen? Amen? And take that with you. Take it to the bank.
Find a scripture that you like and then personalize it.
Personalize that thing. Yeah. Write it. Put it everywhere. You know, if you peeped in my truck, don't peep too hard because I must have hadn't cleaned it up yet. But I got it. I got it right in my floor. Got that same scripture right in my floor. It's in my phone. First time, as soon as I leave one place, and I'm looking at the scripture. Because you got to read it, man. You got to read it out loud. You got to get it on the inside. Who else? Take away. Yes, ma'am. Oh, I got a mic here.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am. I got a mic.
Do you find that the longer you take to make a decision, it becomes compounded? Like, it's, mm-hmm. it gets worse.
Yeah.
And now you feel like you have more decisions to make just to fix that first one.
Yeah. But what I also found, Ashley, is that that is normally a profile that a person has, is that they procrastinate decisions. So that would be a red flag. Say, my history is I normally take 12 days to make a decision. So then you want to set up certain boundaries to say, once I get all the facts, first of all, I prayed about it, and God is going to speak to me. And then once I get all the facts, then I need to make a decision. So let's start out slow. If you normally take 12 days to make a decision, let's cut it. You know what I said about hugging? It's like, don't cut out the hardest part first. Just adjust it. So if it takes me 12 days, let's start out with 11 days. And then let's go to 10. Look, she's twisting her head. She's like, Pastor, I'm not going for this at all. You just don't understand me. Go ahead. I'm listening.
I don't think I procrastinate. I feel like I try to fix it before it's really an issue.
Okay.
So you know that? What I mean? I have a decision to make.
Okay.
But
I haven't made it.
No, but I've thought about it.
Okay. All right.
I've really thought about it a lot.
Okay. All right.
But, I just need all the facts.
Okay.
You're right.
I thought about it, but I haven't made it. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. In the dictionary, they call that procrastination. Okay. But anyway, go. Yes, ma'am.
I always wondered, Pastor, and I was going to ask you about this. What is it that you think about before you come before us, you know, on a Sunday to minister? What's going through your head? Personally, before I minister that night, all the way leading up to that night, I'm cool. I'm fine. I've prepared. I've done what I need to do. But that night, off and on, things just try to come to my head. And what I did last night, every time it would try to stir me up and get me thinking about, oh, you got to do that. I would say the words you gave me, I rest in the gift, and it would go away.
Amen.
Yeah. If it came back, I would just say that, I rest in the gift, and I go back to sleep again.
That's it.
Yeah. I like the scripture on the ceiling.
Yeah. I had to do it. Amen. You got a question here? What's that? It's Psalm 120, is 27? Y'all speaking in tongue?
129.
Put it back up on the screen.
I remember you teaching on once you make a decision, not going back.
Yeah. There's a question or a statement in there
somewhere. Yeah, so it keeps coming to your mind. Right. How do you distinguish between, is that the Holy Spirit prompting you, or is that you going back trying to refigure out if that was the good decision to make?
So once again, I always look at the profile.
Okay.
If the profile is that I always question myself, then once I make a decision, the enemy will come and say, wait a minute, are you sure you have all the facts? Are you sure you did this, this, and this? Then I know that's an attack of an enemy. But once I make a decision, I try not to go back to it. Okay, so let me give you an example. Can I have about 12 people. Okay.
You need 12 people?
Yeah, I need 12 people. Okay. That's a decision I'm making. Okay, all right. Any 12, it doesn't matter. Okay, so I got my 12 people. Y'all stay right there. Got my 12 people. So I got a decision I need to make. And so you come with me because you're the one decision I need to make. Come on up. So I got a decision I need to make, and this decision is extremely important that I make this decision. So I have all the information. I have a biblical fact about that information. And so I'm going to wait. So Ed, come on up here. Talk to me for a second, sir, because I got another decision I need to make. But I tell you what, you know, that decision, I still haven't finished making that decision. So I'm going to go ahead and step over on this decision. And Roslyn, you still thinking real hard, so you might as well come on and join this decision. So I'm going to come on back to this. And Wayne, while I'm trying to make this decision, you got another thing. I got another thing coming up that I just read that. And then I just opened up my email and I decided that what this requires my attention. And so, Dale, you know, you're a part of this email and that email. And so you might as well come on up. Y'all just come on close on me. It's okay. Come on close in. And so then Sharon, what you doing standing over there? You know, you sent me a text that you need something. And then come on up here, young lady. Y'all get close on me. Y'all not close enough. And Madeline, I don't know, what are you doing standing over there by yourself? Why are you over there? Why, what? Y'all just coming in closer. Could I have solved this with one decision? But I decided that I was going to procrastinate, not looking at anybody in particular on the right side over there. But now I can't move because I have all unmet decisions. Where if I had made the first decision, this decision was connected to that decision, which was connected. So I could have got rid of three right there. So y'all three can step down. So the quicker I make the decision, the quicker I can walk in freedom. But if I put off the decision, I need four more people to come on up because you feel neglected. So come on up. And sir, you knew, so I need to talk to you, but I can't get to you because Dale's in the way. So I can't get to an important decision because I have an old decision that's still holding me back. What y'all doing standing over there? Because y'all supposed to crowd me. Okay? So I'm going to take some time out. I'm going to look at the ceiling. And I'm going to get some rest. And I'm going to stop working so hard. And as the decision comes to me, when I have the data and I have his anointing, how many of y'all understand you got the mind of Christ? So I have the mind of Christ. So I'm going to make the decisions as they come up, provided that I'm the only person involved with that. So me and Megan got to sign a form, so then I can do my part, then I pass it on to Megan. Follow me? Okay, so this is 1 hour. Let's go one day. Do I need 12 more people to come up, or I'm going to take the whole order? Okay? All right, so now we're looking at 2 days. 3 days, a week, a month. Do you understand why depression is there? Amen? Did I answer your question? Okay, amen. All right, y'all have a seat. Because I got rid of y'all. I answered that question, that question, that question, that question, that question. Yeah. So that's why sometimes people get concerns like, I'm going to the pastor and I'm going for counseling. And when he see me, he's going to think about what I shared. No, I don't. I got 20 clients per week. And then I got a church, then I got a job, then I got a family. You think I got time to think about that? I'm telling you, as it comes, you got to process it, guys. Get rid of it. Amen? So when that certain person or those people didn't show up, I'm looking to the right and looking to the left. You know, have you heard from them? Where are they? Such and such, such and such. But then it's like, Curly said, okay, I'll step in. Okay, they got rid of that. Then Sharon said, I'll step in for you. Then something happened because Sharon's still sitting right here. So it's like all of it took care of itself. Because I'm going to go in my office, I'm going to shut the door, and I'm going to rest. And that's when the blessing is going to come. But that's a decision. Megan? Do you good? Okay. But that's a decision, guys. Yeah, that's a decision. Amen? Any other takeaway? Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I don't know about anybody else, but I know I suffer from anxiety.
Okay.
And I have bipolar disorder. So do I have a deficiency in that? And is that why I suffer from that?
Well, there's a combination. There's some spiritual components about reasoning,
right,
about the way you process information.
Okay.
So your job would be to take the medication. And then my job and your job would be to enter into a place of counseling where we can go to the core, because you were not born like that. See, trauma does a lot of things to a lot of people. Mm-hmm.
Because I've always been told, because I have epilepsy,
okay,
and I've read up on it, that the bipolar disorder is a byproduct of the epilepsy.
Yeah.
And so, and the anxiety and the depression, too.
Yeah.
But what you were saying makes sense, too.
Yeah.
And so I believe key component, more than what the doctor says.
Yeah, yeah. You were told. Yeah. That's a big
difference. But I believe more than what the doctor say. Yeah. I believe what my shepherd tell me, too.
Amen.
So what you saying make a lot more sense than what the doctor says.
Yeah.
So from what you just did right there, that just like made the light bulb go off, and I feel like I have a deficiency in that area.
Okay, okay, okay. We can get you healed of that. Amen. Anything else? Mike?
Instead of just thinking, I'm just going to speak it out and talk to myself and confess, like your scripture that you said, because a lot of times, I that's one thing that I don't do as much.
Okay.
So I just need to speak it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, everybody, we do it right quick. It's y'all's fault that we running late, trying to death out. I put it on there. See how fast I dealt with that thought? It's like, wait, man, we normally out by 11:30? But we not. So who am I going to blame? I'm going to blame y'all. Okay, there it is. No, right there. Okay, all right. See how fast it was? Didn't take long. All right, what was the question? Who's? Okay, all right. Well, speaking it out. Okay, all right, so when I say go, I want you to count in your mind. That means your lips won't be moved. Touch your lips. Say lips, you won't be moving. Okay? And when I say stop, I want you to count out loud in your mind from 1 to 10. When I say stop, I want you to say your name out loud. Okay? All right, you can let go of your lips. Okay, there you go. Ready, go. Wait a minute. hold on there. Okay, all right. Let me rewind the tape. Okay, let me rewind the tape. When I say go, you'll count in your mind from 1 to 10. When I say stop, you'll say your name out loud. All right, y'all ready? Go. Stop. All right, what happened to your counting? Huh? How many of y'all noticed that your counting stopped when you said your name out loud? Okay? Point to your head. Say, my mind has to stop. Has to stop to see what my mouth has to say. Okay? So you don't interrupt a thought with a thought. You interrupt a thought with a word. So whenever you're thinking a negative thought, you interrupt the thought with a word and just say something. Okay? All right, you got that? Yes, ma'am.
I had something happen, and I kept going over and over and over and over. And I just said, stop it.
Okay.
Just stop it like that. And then that changed. I heard what I said.
Okay.
I stopped myself and recalculated.
Okay.
Like, you know, the car, I recalculated.
Mm-hmm. Very
so
good.
Because, yeah. You had to talk to yourself.
You're talking to somebody. I'm going to give y'all an inside secret. Everybody want to know an inside secret? You're talking to somebody. You minister to somebody. Stand up for a second, young lady. And you're talking to her, and you're trying to minister. You turn around and wait for a second. And you're trying to minister, and they won't hear you. They just not listening, and you keep talking to them. They keep talking to you, and just tap them on the right arm, and they'll just stop. There's something about touching their right arm that causes people to listen. Now, you can sit on there. You can listen. So position yourself. It doesn't work on the left arm. It only works on the right arm. And you just tap them on the right arm. I mean, don't hold, you know. Be quiet. Just shut up. Now just tap them on the arm. And that I don't know what it does, but it causes people to listen. So if everybody going around tapping you on the right arm, you know you're not listening, right? Okay. All right, so let's close in prayer.
This concludes today's broadcast of Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. To find out more about this ministry, go out to the website www.paulmorgan.org.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud. YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also, be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio, a platform for Christians to talk about the gospel of Jesus Christ, missions, and other topics related to Christian living and services to the community. The views, opinions, and positions expressed by host and or guest speakers on any given broadcast does not necessarily reflect or represent the views, opinion, and or official position of When Christians Speak Talk Radio.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks.